California-based band Wax Idols is currently on tour with King Woman, who are in support of their latest album, American Tragic, and we have them live in the studio. I'm so excited they're here. Whenever you are ready, take it away.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Wax Idols live in Studio 2A here on the home stretch on KXCI. Wax Idols on tour with King Woman and playing Congress this evening on tour in support of their new album, American Tragic. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So glad to have you here.
Thank you.
When I was first reading about your band, my friend Kat described you to me as the second coming of Susie and the Banshees.
Damn.
Which I thought was very flattering. And then upon listening, I thought that was pretty accurate. And
it just
got me wondering.
There is no second coming of Susie, though. She's the one. She's the only.
She's one and only.
She's a one-of-a-kind lady.
Yeah. But it got me wondering if perhaps in your younger years, did you have kind of a goth phase? Or perhaps maybe you're still
clearly
in
not
it.
A phase.
And not
it's,
over.
We're all like well into our 20s. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
30s. Yeah, 30s. Yeah.
Well, you embrace it very, very well.
Thank you.
Tell me a little about the making of the new album. I'm curious about the recording process. You told me earlier when we were talking offline that this has been sort of a vehicle for some of your solo work, but obviously these are pretty crucial people in the room
here. Of course.
Did they collaborate with you on arrangements or writing in any capacity?
Rachel did, our drummer. She doesn't have a microphone, but she's there. She played drums on the entire album. Everything else was me, but that was only because Peter and Marissa were not yet acquired by me. So I was kind of in between bandmates and just was in a really insular headspace and wanted to keep it really minimal in terms of who was involved in the making of the album, because it was a really hard album for me to make personally. So it was just me and Rachel and an engineer that we work with, and that's it.
Why in particular was it a hard album for you?
I was going through a divorce and it was
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah, it was just rough times. So I just didn't want anyone's input. I didn't want anyone's like, oh, I think it should be like this or that. I was like, this is what I need to do to deal with this stuff.
Gotcha.
So
well, you made a very powerful piece of art. So
thank
congratulations
you.
On that.
The next one will be different though. We're all doing it together. So I look forward to that.
Very
sucks
cool.
doing it by yourself. I mean, I had Rachel, but playing all the guitar and all the other stuff, it's a lot. So,
yeah. I'd love to do another song, then we can chat a little bit more.
All right, we're
going
to do one from our last record. It's called The Cartoonist.
We'll be right back.
Angels live in Studio 2A here on the homestretch on KXCI. They are currently on tour with King Woman playing Congress this evening, touring in support of their new album, American Tragic. So about this tour, a few weeks ago, you were on a very different trajectory.
Oh, yes.
And you were originally on tour with Pentagram. You made the choice to leave that tour, as did King Woman, and you spoke about it very publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me just a little bit about that so our listeners know why you left? And I'm curious as to why it was important to you to speak out about why you left that tour.
Well, my God. We left because they were unbearable to be around. They treated us really poorly. They were creepy to the ladies. They just made us feel really uncomfortable and really unwelcome. And it was just, there were so many just really inappropriate, wildly inappropriate comments made to us just constantly, on top of being treated like we were just groupies, basically, even though we were there to do the same job as them and better, no less. And it just was nonstop. And we tried to be troopers and we tried to be professional and just hang in there, but it got to a point where there was some mishandling of buyout money, and I went to approach their tour manager about it, and he basically laughed in my face and told me that, you know, I wasn't cut out for this and called me a little girl. And I was like, okay, well, take care now. Don't need to be around you fools anymore. So
well,
we left.
Good for you for standing up, and good for you for speaking out. My hope is that, you know, if other women or men are in that position ever on a tour again, you know, people like you telling your stories will make them want to stand up as well.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, we didn't want to make a big thing of it. We just wanted to get out of there. We just wanted to be done with it. But then, you know, we thought we were approached to talk about it with Kat at Noisy, and we just figured, like, I don't know, I've never been one to be scared to tell the truth. So I figured it would be a good, if nothing else, maybe it would help someone else in a similar situation someday be like, actually, I don't have to put up with this, and not feel afraid to do that. So
excellent. Well, I bet it will. And let's go back to the rock and roll, shall we?
We shall.
All right. You're listening to Wax Idols on the home stretch. You've been listening to Wax Idols live in Studio 2A on tour in support of their new album, American Tragic. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
And this is Susie and the Banshees.
Oh, snap.